This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Mallarone tablets, 250/100. Junior tablets, 62.5/25. Atovaquone and Proguanil hydrochloride. What is in this leaflet? Unless explained differently, the information for Mallarone in this leaflet applies to both Mallarone tablets, 250/100, and Mallarone Junior tablets, 62.5/25. Refer to the product description section near the end of the leaflet for a description of these two products. Please read this leaflet carefully before you take Mallarone. This leaflet answers some common questions about Mallarone. It does not contain all of the available information. It does not take the place of talking to your doctor or pharmacist. All medicines have risks and benefits. Your doctor has weighed the unexpected benefits of you taking Mallarone against the risks this medicine could have for you. If you have any concerns about taking this medicine, ask your doctor or pharmacist. Keep this leaflet with the medicine. You may need to read it again. What is Mallarone used for? Mallarone belongs to a broad group of medicines called antimalarials. It contains in one tablet a mixture of two antimalarial medicines which work well when taken together. One medicine is atovaquone and the other is Proguanil hydrochloride. Mallarone is used to prevent or treat the type of malaria infection known as Plasmodium falciparum malaria. Plasmodium falciparum belongs to one particular family of malaria parasites. It affects the blood and liver. Mallarone works by killing this parasite. Mallarone is not addictive. Before you take Mallarone, do not take if. You must not take Mallarone if you have ever had an allergic reaction to atovaquone, welvone, or Proguanil hydrochloride, paludrine, or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. See ingredients. The expiry date, EXP, printed on the pack has passed. The packaging is torn or shows signs of tampering. Tell your doctor if. You must tell your doctor if you are allergic to foods, dyes, preservatives, or any other medicines. In the past, Mallarone has been ineffective for you. After taking Mallarone, your symptoms of malaria have returned after improving for a time. You have diarrhea, loose bowel motions. This may interfere with the absorption of Mallarone. You have kidney problems. You are taking any medicines containing warfarin, rifampicin, rifaputin, tetracycline, metoclopramide, efavirenz, or indinavir. You are taking any other medicines, including medicines you buy without a prescription. You are breastfeeding, pregnant, or trying to become pregnant. How do I take Mallarone? How much to take? Take Mallarone as directed by your doctor or pharmacist. Prevention of malaria. Adults. 1 Mallarone tablet, 250/100 daily. Children, 11 to 40 kilograms. Depending on the child's weight, 1, 2, or 3 Mallarone Junior tablets, 62.5/25 daily. For children over 40 kilograms in weight, 1 Mallarone tablet, 250/100 once a day. Your doctor will choose the right dose for the child. In order to prevent malaria, it is important that you take your Mallarone every day. Start taking it 1 or 2 days before traveling to a country or countries where you are at risk of getting malaria. Continue daily dosing while you are there and for 7 days after leaving. Whilst in a malarious area, use of personal protection such as permethrin impregnated bedmets and topical insect repellents is also strongly recommended. Treatment of malaria. Adults. 4 Mallarone tablets, 250/100, once a day, for 3 days. Children, 11 to 40 kilograms. Depending on the child's weight, 1, 2, or 3 Mallarone tablets, 250/100 once a day, for 3 days. For children over 40 kilograms in weight, 4 Mallarone tablets, 250/100 once a day for 3 days. Your doctor will choose the right dose for the child. How to take it? Swallow each tablet whole. Mallarone works better if you take it with food or a milky drink and at about the same time each day. For children who find the tablet or tablets difficult to swallow, they may be crushed and added to a small amount of milk just before being taken. If you vomit within 1 hour of taking Mallarone, take another dose as soon as you can. In the event of diarrhea, normal dosing should be continued and personal protection should be used, repellents, bed nets. How long to take it for? Prevention of malaria. Malarone should be taken 1 or 2 days before traveling to a country, countries where you are at risk of getting malaria, and continued daily, while you are there, and for 7 days after leaving. Treatment of malaria. Malarone should be taken for 3 days in a row. Do not stop taking Malarone, or change the dose without first checking with your doctor. Use in children. Malarone is not recommended for the treatment of malaria in children less than 3 years of age. What do I do if I take too much? Overdose. Immediately telephone your doctor or Poisons Information Center, telephone 1-3-1-1-2-6. For advice, if you think you or anyone else may have taken too much Malarone, even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning, if you are not sure what to do, contact your doctor or pharmacist. While you are taking Malarone, things you must do. Tell your doctor if, for any reason, you have not taken your medicine exactly as directed. If you forget to take a dose, take another as soon as possible. Then go on as before. Otherwise, your doctor may think that it was not working as it should, and change your treatment unnecessarily. Things you must not do. Do not give this medicine to anyone else, even if their symptoms seem similar to yours. Do not use Malarone to treat any other complaints, unless your doctor says to. Things to be careful of. Be careful driving or operating machinery until you know how Malarone affects you. Malarone generally does not cause any problems with your ability to drive the car or operate machinery. What are the side effects? Check with your doctor as soon as possible if you think you are experiencing any side effects or allergic reactions due to taking Malarone, even if the problem is not listed below. Like other medicines, Malarone can cause some side effects. If they occur, they are most likely to be minor and temporary. However, some may be serious and need medical attention. The following side effects have been reported in persons taking Malarone or the active ingredients, atovaquone or Proguanil. Most of these have been mild and have not lasted very long. Loss of appetite, feeling sick, nausea and or being sick, vomiting, stomach pain, diarrhea, mouth ulcers, rash or itching, headache, difficulty in sleeping, vivid or strange dreams and dizziness, tiredness and loss of energy, inflammation of the liver, hepatitis, yellow discoloration of the skin or eyes, jaundice, inflammation of blood vessels, vasculitis which may be visible as red or purple raised spots on the skin, but can affect other parts of the body, cough, fever, skin rash, which may blister and looks like small targets, central dark spots, surrounded by paler area with a dark ring around the edge, erythema multiforme, widespread rash with blisters and peeling skin, particularly occurring around the mouth, nose, eyes and genitals, Stevens-Johnson syndrome. If you notice any of these symptoms, contact a doctor urgently. Seeing or hearing things that are not there, hallucinations. Sometimes Malarone is associated with abnormal blood tests of liver function. If this does happen, it is most likely a temporary change, as blood tests of liver function become normal after completing the treatment. Other abnormal blood tests reported with Malarone include a reduction in the number of red blood cells, anemia, white blood cells, neutropenia, or platelets, cells necessary for blood clotting, an increase in amylase, which is an enzyme produced by the pancreas, low sodium, hyponatremia. Stop taking Malarone and seek medical attention immediately if you experience any of the following severe allergy symptoms after taking Malarone. Although they are rare, these symptoms could be serious. Sudden wheezing, tightness of the chest or throat, or difficulty breathing. Swollen eyelids, face, lips, tongue, or other part of the body. Widespread rash. This is not a complete list of all possible side effects. Others may occur in some people and there may be some side effects not yet known. Do not be alarmed by this list of possible side effects. You may not experience any of them. How do I store Malarone? Keep this medicine where children cannot reach it, such as in a locked cupboard. Keep Malarone in a cool, dry place where it stays below 30 degrees Celsius. Do not leave in a car, on a windowsill, or in the bathroom. Keep Malarone in its blister pack until it is time to take the tablets. Return any unused or expired medicine to your pharmacist. Product description. What Malarone looks like. Malarone tablets, 250/100 around, pink and film coated, and are engraved with GXCM3. Malarone tablets, 250/100 are supplied in blister packs of 12 and 24 tablets. Malerone Jr. Tablets, 62.5/25 around, pink and film coated, and are engraved with GXCG7. Malerone Jr. Tablets, 62.5/25 are supplied in blister packs of 12 tablets. Ingredients. Malerone Tablets, 250/100 contain the active ingredients, atovaquone 250 mg and progranyl hydrochloride 100 mg. Malerone Jr. Tablets, 62.5/25 contain the active ingredients, atovaquone 62.5 mg and progranyl hydrochloride 25 mg. Each tablet also contains hydroxypropyl cellulose, microcrystalline cellulose, povidone K30, sodium starch glycolate, macrogol 400, magnesium stearate, macrogol 8000, piloxima 188 and pink color concentrate OYS24972. Supplier. Your Malerone is supplied by GlaxoSmithKline Australia Pty Ltd. Level 4, 436 Johnston Street. Abbotsford, Victoria 3067, Australia. Where to go for further information? Pharmaceutical companies are not in a position to give people an individual diagnosis or medical advice. Your doctor or pharmacist is the best person to give you advice on the treatment of your condition. You may also be able to find general information about your disease and its treatment from books, for example in public libraries. This leaflet was prepared on the 17th of December 2015. The information provided applies only to Malerone. Malerone is a registered trademark of the GlaxoSmithKline Group of Companies. Wellvone is a trademark of the GlaxoSmithKline Group of Companies. Malerone Tablets. Ostar 61100. Malerone Jr. Tablets. Ostar 92855. GlaxoSmithKline 2013. Version 8.0.